So far as celebrations go, I can remember entering the fancy dress competitions at Skirtlebrook. I enjoyed Skirtlebrook and can remember Dad winning coconuts and having goes on the roller penny and hook-a-duck and going on the ginny horses. When I was about 9, I was chosen to be an attendant to the May Queen. We had to go to a dance in the town hall and we all paraded round in a circle while the judges picked the ones they wanted. On the day of Skirtlebrook, I had a long white dress and Mum had curled my hair with curling tongs that she had heated on the gas stove. This was quite a dangerous activity because if they got too hot, they singed your hair.
I remember always taking part in fancy dress parades, and I think they were always linked to Skirtlebrook. So Skirtlebrook seems to run throughout my childhood, the memories of that. It was always an exciting time. The Friday was exciting because you used to go and watch the fair being put up. The Saturday itself was always full of activity with the fancy dress, the dancing in the square, and the fair in the evening, remembering the candy floss and the rock and things like that, and the swing boats they used to have, and the ginny horses in particular. They were always my favourite and still are. And then even the Sunday morning was exciting because we would go up and watch them taking the fair down and disappearing.
Well, of course, every Skirtlebrook week we have a fancy dress parade, and about 4 or 5 years ago, my daughter and I had a bright idea of having a junior Morris side to draw a junior Skirtlebrook queen. It was quite a bit of fun, and I trained these boys to do a couple of dances. Of course, nobody knew anything at all about it, that they were going to do these dances. They were just in the parade as following in their father's footsteps. And they had a girl on the trolley, and the trolley was all done up beautifully. And I trained these boys to do a couple of dances. And, of course, when it came on, the Camden Morris dancers were announced, out went these half a dozen boys. I think there was more wet eyes that day than dry ones.
What is the Skirtlebrook Wake?
Skirtlebrook Wake, I should think, is the finish up of the old Dover's games, which were started back in James the First time. And they are held up on Dover's Hill. They were. And they were more or less, well, the last of the Skirtlebrook, the Dover's games was in 1851, and then things got so rough that they got stopped anyway. But Skirtlebrook has been carrying on. It's the Saturday after Whit Sunday, but now, of course, it's the Saturday after this spring bank holiday that we've got to have. For many, many years, it was a case of, Napperkite swings, and old Bob Guthrie had a coconut shy, and then, of course, there was climbing the greasy pole for a leg of mutton, and then there was the pillow fight on a pole, and then they were bowling for a pig, but the main thing was the kiddies' races. We used to race for a penny and a halfpenny a time. Oh, and then there was a stall there that we called Old Hurry Up George. I believe his name was Kent. He used to come every Skirtlebrook, he and his wife, and sometimes they'd come at another time in the year into the square and have their little stall, and there was penny squibs, water squibs, and balls on elastic that you used to throw at the girls and that sort of thing. And all these little trinkets that you could buy, sticks of rock and brandy snaps and anything like that that cheered people up in those days.
Now, my earliest recollection is not actually coming to Skirtlebrook, but I can remember that my dad and my uncles had the ginny horses, as you call them around here,
yeah,
at Banbury in the square for the VE celebrations.
Oh.
And I'm almost sure that somebody must have come over from Camden and saying that we're going to hold the Scuttlebrook. Then the next year in 1946, then they fetched the Ginny horses. But I suppose being just a boy, I wouldn't really have taken a lot of notice. But the only recollection that I have of Camden is when I've got older and then I had to work, was the hard work there and all entailed, because then you couldn't. We never used to pull until 6 o'clock in the evening, you see, and it used to be night time by the time we'd finished, and then we'd be up as Saturday morning to finish off the rest, and then have Scuttlebrook, and then pull it all down and go away. So it used. For me, it was just memories of a lot of hard work, really. Yeah. Even with today, it's a time and motion study, really.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, you see. And what happens with most of the fairs, you get from one end of the Scuttlebrook to the other, there's various different families. So what you do is you just concentrate on your own little piece. And then the next family adjacent to you concentrates on his own little piece, so he knows exactly where he goes. So we pull into Scuttlebrook, and we set up our piece of equipment and don't take any notice of anyone else. As soon as we've done our piece, then to us that's the end of it.
Yeah.
And everybody, that is why it goes so smoothly.
Yeah.
Well, 1951 was the one that did stand out and it nearly caught fire. But I don't know. Each year was different because I've never ever dressed up in the same thing. You know, it's just been a last minute thing. And I've never it never cost me anything because I always use like plastic bags or papers or, you know, anything that's going, but I never buy anything because I always think of fancy dresses for that. You shouldn't buy, really, dresses and things. I think you should just have what you've got, you know, like plastic bags, like I did, sheep's wool and all sorts. Olive dressed me up once. I went as three bar black sheep, three bags full. And Olive kindly got me some wool to go in these bags, but I didn't know they'd been going round the sheep's.
Yeah, the dagging.
And she put them in the bags, and I had to have a whole bottle of perfume walking up the street because I couldn't stand the smell. And
that was only way of getting it, wasn't it?
Oh dear.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. I got
Ollis Roadie died because it was Jim Gladwin was doing the machine, and then the field officers were in back end.
I know I dressed up as a town crier once in some paper, and it rained. And I had to sit in the bath for hours and hours trying to get the colour off because it all ran onto my skin everywhere.